I'm encouraged as an immunologist about CAR-Ts and the mechanism of CAR T-cell therapy. I've been the PI for the CAR T-cell trials in adult ALL at MD Anderson. And so I have personal experience with those trials and treating those patients. And my impression has been that there's still a lot of work that we need to do with CAR-Ts in order to make them relevant in CLL. There's a lot of toxicity that we see with CAR-Ts. And the patient population, that it's a very different patient population, CLL compared with ALL. ALL patients have a life-threatening disease, particularly if they are relapsed. And so there's a higher tolerance for toxicity in that group and in developing treatments for that group. So while it's appropriate for us to work through the toxicity and demonstrate effectiveness with the CAR-Ts in ALL, I think we need to work towards minimizing the toxicities and making it a more tolerable treatment in order to make it relevant in CLL. Now, there are some cases of CLL where they do have a life-threatening disease. Patients who are refractory to ibrutinib, who've been exposed to chemoimmunotherapy, who have high-risk cytogenetic features, et cetera. So for that subgroup, but it is a small subgroup of patients, CAR-Ts will be the first group, I think, that will see a benefit for the CAR-Ts in CLL. But I think there's a lot of work we still need to do with the CAR-Ts to make them more tolerated and more relevant in CLL.
What is the efficacy of CAR-T in that situation that you described?
So the complete remission rate in previously treated patients is about 50%. So there's activity there. That was a trial that was reported by the UPenn group. So the UPenn group has done work in CLL. The University of Washington group has done CLL work with CAR-Ts in CLL. So there's definite responses. There are definitely complete responses. But again, there's cytokine release syndrome that occurs where a quarter to a third of the patients end up in the ICU. And then we have also this other issue of neurotoxicity, which we don't really understand and is not insignificant.
So yeah, my mind's on CAR-T because actually David Porter is coming in here and we're going to do a CAR-T program. And I'm kind of curious where things stand in terms of trying to mitigate CRS. And could you envision a time in the future where really it isn't a major problem?
I do envision a time in the future where it isn't a major problem. I think that will come from engineering the CARs and designing the CARs so that stimulation through the CAR doesn't result in this rapid expansion of very activated cells that spew out a whole bunch of cytokines. So I think we need to work towards developing mechanisms that allow for better control of the expansion of the T cells. But I'm very, very optimistic that we will work through that. It's a highly active, a highly effective treatment. They're doing work at UPenn now in CLL with the CAR-Ts in combination with ibrutinib. So I haven't seen a lot of that data yet, but there are reports that there are very encouraging results with that combination of ibrutinib and the CAR-Ts in CLL.